Well, phase one reopening, coming to a parish near you Saturday. I was excited to hear the mayor's official announcement yesterday, though her church lead-in during her pre-press conference town hall on WBOK of "a lot of people are not going to like this" got emotions going in me that wouldn't really be described as excitement. But we're just about there in an important first step, one that hopefully we move through wisely, one that hopefully doesn't bring another uptick in cases and deaths. We might not agree with all the decisions being made for us. The mayor's requirement, not encouragement, but requirement for face covering in public will surely get some people muttering. For us, though, there's obviously some logic to all this. We're all connected, and a butterfly, or I guess a bat more precisely, didn't have to flap its wings in Wuhan to convince us of that. We take steps to be in solidarity, that is, in an active, committed stance towards the good of each other. If our face coverings and our very lives tell the story of our interconnectedness in these days, how the invitation of Jesus to stay close to him needs to be seen at all times in our persons. Remain in me as I remain in you. I am the vine. You are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. Words Jesus speaks before his passion and death now gain added life after his resurrection. Our risen Lord wants us to have life, bear fruit, be constantly drawing from him our connection to the divine. We're connected to each other. We're connected to God. May both aspects be visible in our lives, now and always.